Welcome to Modern Digital Applications, a podcast for corporate decision makers and executives looking to create or extend their digital business with the help of modern applications, processes, and software strategy. Now, welcome your host, a recognized industry thought leader in cloud computing and published author, bringing over 30 years of experience, Lee Acheson.
In this episode, our customers depend on them and our businesses depend on them. Without modern web applications, most businesses would not survive. This is the second in a two-part series on the principles for modernizing your enterprise web applications. And then, what is DOSA and how does it help with modern digital applications?
And now our main story on modern digital applications.
Modern web applications have a lot riding on them. Our customers depend on them and our businesses depend on them. Without modern web applications, many businesses simply would not survive. Modern web applications must scale to meet our biggest needs without suffering outages or other availability issues. In order to meet and exceed this high bar, we must build, manage, and monitor our applications using modern principles, processes, and procedures. There are five guiding principles that a modern application requires in order to meet these expectations. In previous episodes, we discussed principle number one, which is using service-based architectures, principle number two, organizing teams around services, and principle number three, using DevOps processes and procedures. Principle number four. Use dynamic infrastructures. Customer traffic loads on our applications vary considerably. The upper bound or maximum amount of traffic your application needs to support can never be known accurately. In the past, as our application traffic grew, we simply threw additional hardware at the problem. But as traffic variations increase and customer usage patterns become more complicated, this simple solution is no longer reasonable. Simply adding hardware may be fine to handle expected peaks, but what do you do when an unexpected spike in usage arrives? When I was working at Amazon, there was a term that we often used. It was called the Johnny Carson effect. The origin of the term comes from the day that Johnny Carson died. On that day, there was a huge uptick in demand for any videotape of old episodes of Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show. Demand was huge, and given the suddenness of the event, it was all unexpected demand. Nowadays, the term, quote, going viral, is both a positive and a negative for most businesses. Going viral means huge attention given to you and your business, but also means huge and unexpected traffic volume. The last thing you want is for your application to fail right at the point when everyone is watching. How can you handle the unexpected surge from such an unexpected event? It is no longer possible to throw large quantities of hardware at an application. You never know how much hardware is enough hardware to handle your possible maximum need. Additionally, when your application is not operating at high volume, what do you do with all that extra hardware? Well, typically it's sitting idle, which is a huge waste of resources. And even more importantly, it's a waste of money, especially if your traffic needs are highly variable or highly spiky. Simply adding hardware to handle your peaks is not an effective use of resources. Instead, you must add resources to your applications dynamically, as they are needed and when they are needed. These resources can be applied when your traffic needs are high, and they can be released when they are no longer needed. This is what dynamic infrastructures are all about. The only way to implement a true dynamic infrastructure for an application with a highly variable load is to use the dynamic capabilities of the cloud. In the cloud, resources can be added on demand and released when they are no longer needed, becoming available for other people to use. To be successful, modern applications must make use of dynamic infrastructures to not only optimize their operational costs, but maintain availability during all types of traffic patterns, including the unexpected going viral events. I have many articles that I've written, and I've given many talks on dynamic infrastructures and the dynamic cloud. For more information on these articles and presentations I've given, go to leeacheson.com and click on articles or click on presentations. A link to this is given in the show notes. Principle number 5, maintain high visibility into all aspects of your application. It is impossible to keep a modern application working if you do not have visibility into what your application is doing and how it is performing. This is a basic truism of modern applications. Without proper visibility into the operation of your application, you have no idea if the application is meeting the needs of your customers or of your business. Without proper visibility, you have no way of knowing if a ticking time bomb is ready to go off and make your application suddenly unavailable. With proper visibility, you can understand what your application is doing, you can understand how it's doing it, and you can understand if there are any lurking issues that might impact the application's ability to perform those operations in the foreseeable future. Further, while using tools such as synthetic testing and infrastructure performance monitoring, while those things are important, this level of monitoring is really not sufficient. You cannot completely understand how your application is performing without an internal view of its operations. This point is worth restating. You cannot understand how your application is performing without an internal view of its operation. This is only possible using application performance monitoring, log monitoring, and trace analysis. These three tools are critical to the ability to have proper visibility into the operation of your modern application. With proper visibility comes the ability to build and maintain your ever-growing and ever more complex modern applications. Well, that's it. That's the last of the 5 principles required to modernize your enterprise applications. In summary, the 5 principles are: use service-based architectures, organize your teams around your service architectures, use DevOps principles and methodologies throughout your organization, make use of dynamic infrastructures in the dynamic cloud, and maintain high visibility. Our applications are getting more complex and becoming more intertwined with the fundamental operation of our business. As such, the expectations of our customers, expectations on reliability, functionality, and availability, continue to grow. As we modernize our applications to meet these growing needs, these 5 principles will guide you to meet the needs of your customers and your business. More information on these 5 principles is available in my article published in InfoWorld, How to Modernize Enterprise Web Applications. A link to this article is available in the show notes.
This is Tech Tappers, little bits of tech here on modern digital applications.
Single Team Owned Service Architecture, STOSA. STOSA is an operational model for how to structure your organization to effectively manage a multi-service or microservice architected application. For your teams and organization to be STOSA compliant, they must have an application that is constructed using a service-based architecture or a microservice-based architecture, have multiple development teams that are responsible for building and maintaining the application. Each and every service in your application must be assigned to a development team who owns that service. The team that owns each service should be well documented and readily available to everyone in the organization. No service should be assigned to more than one development team. However, individual development teams may own more than one service. Teams are responsible for all aspects of managing the service they own, from service architecture and design, development, testing, deployment, monitoring, and incident resolution. Services have strong boundaries between them, including well-documented APIs. The service owns its own data. Data is part of the service. If a service needs to access data stored in a different service, it must use one of the well-documented APIs to access that data. Services maintain internal service level agreements, SLAs, between them that are monitored and violations reported to the owning team. A STOSA-based application is an application for which all services follow these rules. A STOSA-based organization is one which all service teams follow the preceding rules and all applications are STOSA applications. I developed this model based on my experiences building and operating large-scale applications. The model first appears on my book, Architecting for Scale, published by O'Reilly Media. You can learn more about the STOSA model by going to stosa.org. That's STOSA.org. Links are available in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to Modern Digital Applications with Lee Acheson. Lee helps executives keep up with industry trends and best practices in cloud computing, application scaling, DevOps, and applications modernization in order to stay in front of disruptive influencers. Subscribe to this podcast to ensure you get each new episode as it's available. Visit mdacast.com for all the resources and publications from Lee and his team. Thank you for tuning in to today's show.